This is On the Tee, brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. Now here's your host, Anita Marks, on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome in. It is On the Tee here on 98.7 ESPN. We welcome you into the show. A lot to get to this morning. With you, talking golf for the first hour today, and then we kick off the Anita Marks Show. We'll dive into the Knicks. We'll talk a lot about the NFL draft. We've got some great guests lined up for you, getting ready for a week that's going to be off the charts. And then, of course, you've got the Knicks that are rolling right now, the Yankees. So with you until noon today. But let's kick it off with what's going on right now, and this is the final round of the Zurich Classic. And they go back to alternate shots. So just to give you a little insight in regard to how this tournament works, it's a little different. It's very different. It's a much different format than normal because you've got golfers who've paired up with one another. So Louis O is with Schwartzel, Leishman is with Cam Smith. Pretty much what I'm doing is I'm taking like the top golfer because the top golfer is the one who got the in and then invited whoever partner he's with to play with, right? So it's Team Louis O, it's Team Leishman, it's Team Champ, it's Team Watson, it's Team Hovland, okay? And so they pair it up with one another, and it's really interesting. So they're going back and forth. One day was best ball out of the two, each hole, and then that's the score that's logged. And then the next day was alternate shots. And for golfers out there that are listening, you've played in a tournament with alternate shots, it's very difficult. It's very strategic. You need great team chemistry. And that was a really added element and a metric that you wanted to pay attention to and you wanted to equate when you were picking your winners. So how does the board look right now? Louis O and Schwartzel at the top of the leaderboard at 19 under. Following them is Leishman and Smith, Watson and Scheffler, Hovland, Bradley. And just to kind of, what I find really interesting, and I think one of the biggest storylines heading into today, is Leishman and Smith and Champ and Finau are at 18 under. They're one shot back. And Finau's been a very interesting storyline, right? I love that phrase, all checks cash the same. Because if Finau was to win today, and I know a lot of people are rooting for him because he's a good guy to root for, right? He's one of those good guys on tour that unfortunately hasn't won in over 5 years since he won the Puerto Rico Open. But he's been as high as ninth on the official world golf rankings, despite just having a single victory. Why? Because he's posted 10 runner-up finishes. So 10 times he's been the bridesmaid, not the bride, and 43 top 10s, which is really remarkable. So it's just obviously there's something that's not connecting there. There's something that's off when it comes to Finau and him finishing on Sundays. So, you know, what does that mean for today? We'll see. I know I'm rooting for him. In all honesty, you know, I'm very transparent. My money is not on Finau. Regardless, I know that he's with Champ and this has been a good pairing and they've been at the top of the leaderboard a good portion of this tournament. But not that I'm fading Finau. I'm not fading them. Which, by the way, Finau and Champ to win this, they're 4-1, and those are some pretty good odds. Let's be honest; those are some pretty good odds. But my money is on Leishman and Smith, and you could get them to win this at +335. So let's break it down for you. So Louis O and Schwartzel, apparently these guys have been childhood pals, and they came in with 6 birdies in the final 8 holes yesterday to snag the one-shot lead. Leishman and Smith, these are 2 Aussies. Smith finished top 10 at Augusta and at Hilton Head, while Leishman, he contended on Sunday at the Masters, but finished tied for 5th. So both of them are coming in hot after a solid Masters showing. And let's be honest, really, I think what's kept them in the game this weekend is Smith and his short game and just how wonderful he is. He won here, by the way, back in 2017. So these two teams will be teeing off and they will be playing with one another. They'll be the last two groups that come in today. Again, so you can get Louis O, Team Louis O, for +280. If you feel confident with them, that's great. But again, my money to win this today is on Leishman and Cam Smith. I'm going with the Aussies. I'm going down under, and that's plus 335. Of course, Champ and Finau. Apparently, their team name is Team Send It. Because let's be honest, you're talking about two of the longest drivers on the tour. I mean, these guys can bomb it, right? And they shot 5 under 67 yesterday, and they still lost their lead. That's how good Team Leishman and Team Louis O played. So again, you want to put some coin on Finau and Champ just because you're going to feel good about yourself. I know I would feel good about myself. Go ahead and do it. I did, again, transparency. I did put money that they would finish in the top 10. So I'm looking good there, considering that they're tied for second. Another interesting duo is Watson and Scheffler. Watson has won on this course back when it was just a regular stroke play event. And Scheffler, he's been in great form, as you know, the last few months. He's just been fantastic. John Mascari, who's going to be joining me in about 10 minutes, Scheffler is one of the guys that he constantly talks about on our On the Tee shows this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's got him and Bubba possibly winning this. You could get them at plus 750 this morning, by the way. Team Hovland, looking pretty good. You can get them. Where are they right now? They're tied for fourth. They're 17 under. You could get plus money that they're going to finish in the top five. I don't think that's bad. Plus 138. I'm going to throw some coin on that. And last but not least, I think this could be a very sneaky good play for today, and that's Bradley and Steele. For a team that could come in from behind and win, I think they possibly can do it. You know what? It's 20 to 1. What's a dollar? I'm throwing a dollar on Bradley and Steele to come back. They're three shots back, and they played extremely well yesterday. So Bradley and Steele to win this is 20 to 1. Also, you can get them to finish in the top five at plus 225. That to me is the big play. Plus 225 is the big play for them. Also, I want to share with you, I came across this story when I was prepping for the show today. So Wyndham Clark and Van Ruin, interesting storyline here for these two. Now they're 15 under. So they're tied for ninth. Okay. A year ago, this is interesting. A year ago, Clark planned to play in this tournament with Taylor Gooch, a college teammate at Oklahoma State. I'm just reading this. I took this clip out for you. Before Clark transferred to Oregon, the tournament was canceled. However, of course, you know, because of COVID-19. Fast forward to this year, and Clark assumed, we all know what happened when we assume things, right? This is a family show. I can't really spell it out for you. He just assumed that him and Gooch would team up. Except he never asked him if they were going to play together. So when Clark showed up at this year's Farmers Insurance Open in January, that's when he found out that Gooch dumped him and Gooch asked Max Homa to be his partner. So now Clark is scrambling. What am I going to do? I need a replacement. And his caddy and Van Ruin's caddy are good friends. And so they suggested that they team up together, and they have. So Clark and Van Ruin, they're 15 under. They're tied for ninth. And I'm trying to see. And Homa and Gooch, they're down there. Ha ha. Homa and Gooch, they're down there. They're tied for 25th at 12 under. So there. So there, Gooch. Shouldn't have let go of your partner. And last but not least, I just want to share, again, always trying to help people win some money today. There's a few matchups that I like, but the odds aren't great. So how am I going to play this? I'm going to parlay these. And again, understand, today, this final round is alternate ball. So anything can happen here, right? Like, this is a fun tournament. This is a poops and giggles tournament. Even though, like I said, when I opened up the show, all checks cash the same. So if Finau and Champ win, well then great. But I'm going with players. I'm going with golfers and teams that I like what I've seen the last 3 days, specifically what I saw on Friday, because Friday was alternate shots. Okay? So, and that's what's going to happen today, which will be fun. I think it's fun that they're ending the tournament with the alternate shot format. So Rahm and Palmer, Team Rahm, over Horschel and Burns, minus 167. Again, it's a lot of juice, okay? I love Bradley and Steele today. I told you that. I love Bradley and Steele today over Duncan and Schenck, and that's minus 136. Scheffler and Watson, I hate to say it, over Finau and Champ. I know I'm fading Finau in a way. I'm still going to be rooting for him. I am. I love the guy. But I think Scheffler and Watson, there's just something about Fridays that Finau can't get over it's something about Sundays. He just can't get over that Sunday hump. So I like Scheffler and Watson at minus 120. That's not too much juice. And I love Leishman and Smith. Again, as I said earlier, this is the team that I have winning it. You can get them to win it at plus 335. You could get them to finish better than Team Louis O at minus 157. Again, a little bit too much juice for some people, including myself. So what am I doing? This is how I'm going to play this. I'm going to put a nice chunk of change on Scheffler and Watson over Finau and Champ. Okay? That's one bet. I already told you that I've got Leishman and Smith winning this at plus 335. I'm going to throw some coin on some of these other guys to finish in the top five, top 10. For example, I love, probably one of my favorite bets is Bradley and Steele to finish in the top five at plus 225. That's good money right there. How am I going to play these matchups? Again, I'm going to parlay them. If you parlay all four of them, your parlay is plus 740. Now, I'll throw $5 on that parlay. Then what am I going to do? I'm going to come back and I'm going to remove one. Which is the one I'm going to remove? I'm probably going to remove Rahm and Palmer. Okay? Now I've got Bradley. I got Team Bradley, Team Scheffler, Team Leishman. Obviously, you remove one of the four, that parlay odd is going to go down. Maybe it's maybe it now goes down to like plus 610. I'm going to put another $5 on that. Okay? Then I'm going to come back to it. And out of those three, I'm going to remove one more. And I'm going to remove Leishman and Smith, because as much as I love Leishman and Smith, they're only one shot back. I think it's going to come down to the wire between them and Louis O. I'm going to remove Leishman and Smith, and I'm going to throw $10 on the parlay of Team Bradley over Team Duncan and Team Scheffler over Team Finau. And that's how I'm playing these matchups. Okay. All right. Hopefully you wrote all that down. And you do have some time. I want to say the first tee time isn't until like a little after 9, right? 9 o'clock. So you've got some time. It's only 8:14. You've got some time to get to that window and put those bets in. We take a quick break. We come back. John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club, is going to jump on board. Who does he have winning this afternoon? We'll find out. Also, very interesting. This is a pretty big storyline. I want to open up the phone lines. 800-919-3776. The PGA Tour has created a $40 million bonus pool for players who boost publicity and engagement. It's called the Player Impact Program.
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink. Ready to go. On 98.7 ESPN. Now back to On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink. Ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, look, it's going to be tough tomorrow. I think anyone within four shots of the lead has got a chance with the format there is tomorrow. You know, it's going to be tough. We need to play really well, and it's the way the wind is the whole week. I think the golf course just plays very tough, especially in alternate shot.
Oh, down there in Louisiana TPC, baby. It's now time for our guest segment with John Mascari, head pro over at Alpine Country Club, brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink, ready to go. John, welcome in. How you doing? It's raining, I would imagine. You got a lot of members out there right now or no?
No, the parking lot is quite empty. It's coming down pretty good here in Bergen County, and but the forecast looks like the afternoon will be okay. So,
oh really? The afternoon
a little bit today.
The afternoon's going to be nice.
Nice, it's a stretch, but okay.
Able to play.
Able to play. That's right.
Right. Like I'm supposed to, I'm. So as you know, I'm vaccinated. So now I'm starting to feel a little bit more comfortable, itching my way out. And I'm supposed to meet a friend in the city for some drinks outside at some fun soiree. Hopefully the weather cooperates with me. But regardless, let's dive into this tournament, shall we? It's been a fun one.
Sure.
I have Leishman and Smith winning at +335. By the way, who do you like winning today?
Boy, it was interesting watching the South Africans yesterday with the 63. But I'm with you. I like Leishman and Cam Smith. I think the mm-hmm. Australians could be a tough out today. I like how they're playing. I think the golf course is set up for them. And I'm with you on this one, Anita. We don't agree very often, but here we are agreeing on this rainy Sunday.
You know what? We agreed last week as well, by the way, if you recall.
We did? No, I don't recall.
I know. This is scary. This is like dogs and cats getting along. This is like brother and sisters.
We're back, baby.
This is like brother and sisters with safe playtime. You see the story? You hear the story about Clark and Van Ruin in regard to Van Ruin dumped Clark? I mean, I'm sorry. Gooch dumped Clark for Homa. And so Clark was like, "Oh
no, I didn't see the article, but boy, it's like the high school prom all over again."
Right. Oh, is that funny? Like, and apparently Gooch didn't even tell him until he arrived at a tournament earlier in January and was like, dude, you know, I'm not taking you to prom. I'm taking Homa.
Well, listen, what have we learned through this week is that comfortability with each other is really important. And maybe he just didn't feel comfortable with him. And, you know, listen, if you're out there, and especially in the alternate shot format, if you miss a shot, you have to know that, hey, I got your back, man. You know, your partner's got you. He'll pick you up. And maybe they weren't feeling it.
I love the fact that Homa and Gooch are 12 under. They're tied for 25th, and Clark and Van Ruin is ninth. They're ninth at 15 under. So there. You know what it is? It was like Clark was dumped, but he brought a hotter chick to the dance.
Right. Like, look who I brought.
Right.
Boom.
I know. That's exactly what happened. All right. So we're both on the same page. We believe that Leishman and Smith are going to win this thing. We got to talk about Finau, right? We talk about Finau all the time on our show. And I know he's paired up with Champ. 4-1, by the way, for them to win. They're 18 under. They're only one shot back. Listen, you know, I'm gonna put some coin on them to finish in the top five. But I mean, it's been next to impossible for Tony. He's been the bridesmaid 10 times in his career. He's got 43 top 10s. There's something about Sunday. Do you feel that by him pairing up with Champ that could be the difference today?
I really don't, because, you know, the reason why I like Leishman and Smith is the same reason I don't like Finau and Champ, and that's because I think the golf course is set up to players who can flight the ball differently, hit lots of different type shots, move the ball high, low, and really both putt very well. And listen, Champ and Tony can hit it a long way, but can they shape the shots needed for this golf course? You know, we talked about the weather's going to be nice. It's going to be drier. The wind's going to pick up. This course is going to show its teeth. And I think the clip you have coming in was maybe Oosthuizen saying that if you're within four, maybe you're in contention, but I could see these guys having a tough time with this format. I know they drive it a long way, but I'm still leaning on Leishman and Smith.
By the way, just want to share with you the FedEx Cup standings from last week's tournament, because Stuart Sink did win. He now jumps up to third. So right now, the top 10 in regard to the FedEx Cup standings: Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Stuart Sink, Schauffele, Cantlay, who, by the way, they didn't make the cut, and we called it on Tuesday, if you recall, John. Hovland, Spieth, Decky, of course, Decky winning the Masters catapults him up to eighth. Dustin Johnson, and then Billy Horschel comes in at 10. Billy Horschel has been having a pretty solid season so far. So those are your top 10 in regard to your FedEx standings. Before I let you go, I want to talk about this player impact program that the tour is implementing. And so for folks, if maybe this is your first time hearing it, John, let me set it up for everybody. So the tour has created this $40 million bonus pool for players who boost publicity and engagement. this is a riot. It's called the Player Impact Program. The pool appears to be a response to some of the incentives that the Premier Golf League, and I want to get your thoughts on the Premier Golf League, a proposed tour that would compete with the PGA Tour for its top players. So the Players Impact Program compensates individuals outside weekly tournament purses, rewarding them for drawing eyes and attention to the tour product. The $40 million will be distributed to 10 players. These players will be chosen through an impact score, a number fueled by six factors, okay? Meltwater mentions, okay? So that's a number of frequency of mentions in regard to a number of media platforms. The MVP index, and that's valued at engagement on social and digital channels. The player who's considered the most valuable will receive $8 million at the end of the $8 million at the end of the year. And the program has already begun. By the way, it began back in January. So, first and foremost, before we dive into more specifics here, John, your thoughts on implementing this player impact program?
Yeah. Well, let's first talk about what you had mentioned, which was the Premier Golf League. So this is an obvious reaction to the threat of this Premier Golf League, which came around about a year or so ago. The Premier Golf League was 18 events in a season, which was like for huge money, like $250 million for these 18 events. And their goal was to bring all the top-ranked players and kind of be a competition to the PGA Tour. But what had happened was, guys like Rory and Brooks, some of the top players, said they weren't interested, and they kind of pushed it to the back burner. But I think this scared the PGA Tour. I think it made them kind of perk up a little bit, and we have to think of something else to keep players around.
Yep.
But this is so silly. You know, I have so many questions on this. You know, first of all, where are they getting this $40 million from, number one? I mean, there's no sponsor to it as of yet. And frankly, if I was someone like FedEx, and you came in and said that we're throwing $40 million after FedEx has the FedEx Cup and the points list, and you know they've dumped hundreds and hundreds of millions into the PGA Tour to keep players around after the majors are over. Now someone's coming in and the popularity contest, for lack of a better word, throwing $40 million at it. I don't know where that money's coming from in that. But you know, there's other areas. Hey, listen. The PGA Tour like laid off 50 people this past summer because of the pandemic, and now you're going to give $40 million to the 10, let's call them the wealthiest players on tour. There's so many better ways you can spend this money.
Yeah,
give
charities.
It to local charities.
Exactly.
Give it
exactly.
To the
Corn Especially
Ferry
right now,
tour.
Like you know, we're still in a pandemic. Hello.
Right. How about the PGA Tour events that don't do so well? Hey, listen. If you look at the tour schedule, the players have to play a minimum of 15 events per year. Let's talk. You have the four majors, the three FedEx Cup playoffs, the four World Golf Championship events, and then the players. So that's 12 events right there. So if you have to just play in three more events to make your quota. So a lot of these smaller events are not drawing the big names because the players don't have to go to them. So why not incentivize them with some purse money out of this $40 million to maybe say, hey, it might be worth my while to go to Cromwell, Connecticut and play in the Travelers or somewhere else. I think there's just, again, so many better ways to spend $40 million. But, like, it's all the media. And who's number one on this list, would you say, Anita?
Well, this is where I want to end this conversation with you, right? Because
okay.
2 days ago, all of a sudden, we see, after this announcement, we see Tiger Woods with a photograph with his dog in the back in his backyard where he's building. Is he building like nine holes? Is he building one hole? I guess they're building a golf course in his backyard down there in Jupiter, Florida. So it was the first time that we've seen a photograph of Tiger Woods. He's got his, obviously his foot in a boot. He's with his dog. It was adorable. He said, this is, you know, my man's best friend. He's taking good care of me. My golf course is coming along. Again, I thought this was like a legit golf course that he's building somewhere, but no, you dive deeper into, the article and it's his backyard down there in Jupiter, Florida. How nice, Charlie is going to have, you know, he could step out in his own backyard and play a few holes. But with that being said, like, to me, even though, like, even, let's say hypothetically speaking, Tiger doesn't even come back for a good year or two. We don't know if Tiger is ever going to be able to play again, right? We pray to God that he will. But right. nobody moves the needle like Tiger. Nobody. So does Tiger win? Does Tiger win this $8 million without even playing?
Right. Like, I think people are more concerned. Like, Tiger's picture on the golf cart the other day watching his son play probably got more media coverage and clicks than Stewart Cink winning at Hilton Head.
Absolutely.
All respect to Stewart Cink.
Absolutely. Here's another one for you. What about Charlie Woods? Listen, LeBron James, his son, has over 1 million followers on social media. Dude hasn't even gotten out of high school yet. All right, Charlie Woods is following in that footsteps. I'll tell you what, Charlie Woods, he'll probably have even more followers than LeBron's son, as he gets older and his golf game becomes more and more. You know, he accepts a scholarship to Stanford and follows in his father's footsteps or what have you. I think Charlie Woods has the opportunity to make this $8 million. I think Tiger's son is going to generate more publicity for the tour than any of the golfers do.
How about Paige Spierniak? She's got the most followers on Instagram. She's got the highest engagement in golf. She's been retired from golf, but she moves the needle. I would think so. But what about your boy Ricky Fowler?
For a variety of reasons.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, if it's not Tiger and it's not his son, which, you know, we're having fun with this conversation, it has to be Popeye. It has to be Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, you know, he's definitely the story right now. The way that he's just able to crush the ball over 400 yards on any given day, if he wants, and how he plays a course differently, and all the narrative and the storyline around him. For me, it's Bryson DeChambeau. Who do you have?
I think DeChambeau. I think people like Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, JT, Phil Mickelson, maybe still, even at 51 years old, people are interested in what he's doing. But you look at like guys like Morikawa. He's the defending PGA champion, probably the best young player in golf, and I don't think he's on that list. I mean, Hideki Matsuyama just wins the Masters. If this was just in Japan, maybe obviously he's number one, but maybe not on the top 10. How about Ricky Fowler? I mean, Ricky's ranked 109th in the world, 128th on the FedEx Cup points list. Mm-hmm. This isn't about playing well. It's about being popular. And Ricky, he might be top five in Anita still. He's all over TV still. But, I mean, is this really what the PGA Tour thinks is the best way to spend $40 million?
Well,
why spend
it's already in effect.
To make it's, a bunch it's, of very rich
started,
guys richer?
It started in January. Hey, really quick before we let you go, let's end on this. The Oscars are tonight. Do you know any of the movies that are nominated?
No.
I'm going to throw them out. Trial of the Chicago 7, Sound of Metal, Promising Young Woman, Nomadland, Minari, Mank, Judas and the Black Messiah, and The Father. Did you see any of these?
None, but I do know a little bit about the Trial of the Chicago 7, so I'll put my money on that one. That's with Sacha
you know, part
Baron
of it was,
Cohen.
Part of it was filmed. Part of that was filmed here in Hoboken at Dino and Harry's. I think we've had dinner there.
Oh, nice!
A time or two, haven't we?
We have. All right, I'm going with them tonight. Right. I'm going with the Chicago
Trial
7.
Of the,
How's that?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right, my friend. I hope the weather clears up for you and your members out there at Alpine Country Club.
Yeah,
take care,
I think
John.
I'm seeing some cars rolling in now, so that's good.
Hopefully, they're listening to us. You got it, my friend.
Yes. Bye. Thanks, Anita.
Have a great day. John Miscari, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776. Curious, your thoughts on this PGA Tour player impact program. Do you think it's wise? Do you think it's something that maybe Major League Baseball needs to implement?
On the Tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink. Ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
We just heard from John Miscari, head pro over at Alpine Country Club. That portion of the show brought to you by BetMGM. Place your parlays, props, and future bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Make sure you get the app today. And again, just to recap, put a big, nice, I'm going to call it a green bow, We don't want a red bow, right? Red is in the negative. Green is in the positive. We both like Leishman and Smith to win today. You could get them at plus 335. I also like Hovland, Team Hovland, to finish in the top five at plus 138, and Team Bradley to finish in the top five at plus 225. Those are my three favorite plays today, and both John and I, unfortunately, are fading Finau, and I hate to say that because I love the guy, and I'm going to be cheering for him. But regardless, Leishman and Smith is our team. We're going down under, that's for sure. 800-919-3776, the phone number, that's how you get on board. You know, and I threw out the question in regard to the player impact program. And pretty much in the break, I was talking, we've got Ty and Michael who are producing the show today. So Ty, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. You know, I understand, I don't necessarily agree with it. You know, these dudes are making so much money, like, so pretty much in essence, to make it perfectly clear for people what's happening here is that the PGA Tour is going to pay whatever golfer $8 million to become the best influencer of the sport. It's really what it is. So I asked Ty and Michael, do you guys follow influencers on social media? I don't. Do you follow any influencers?
I do not, but my wife does. Like the YouTube stars, Instagram. She doesn't have Twitter, but yeah, YouTube and Instagram, TikTok, those apps. Yes, she follows those quote unquote influencers.
And what do they influence her to do? Like products for, you know, like, do they influence her to buy products? Do they influence her to what?
Yeah, it's mostly selling products. It's like a 45-minute advertisement or billboard. Or just like lifestyle, it you don't necessarily have to be selling anything. It's just, you know, promoting whatever it is that the lifestyle they have, you know, influencing you to live that same way, or some iteration of that.
So you know, so pretty much in essence, that's really what this is. That's really what this tour, that's what the tour is doing. And I guess my question to you as well, Ty, and I'm going to give you a minute to think about this. I know we're going to have Christina Thompson, who's going to be joining us next with an LPGA update. And we'll get her thoughts on who she thinks is going to win today. And that is, you know, do you feel that this is a good idea for leagues that are struggling? Like, let's be honest, Major League Baseball struggling, right? Like, the NFL is king. NBA is hot right now. I don't think the NBA needs to do this, but like Major League Baseball, hockey, you know, do you think this would be good to implement for Major League Baseball and possibly hockey? Is this a wise idea? By the way, that segment with John Mascari brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Canteen is a refreshing, ready-to-drink vodka soda in a can, on the go, on the course, or in your own backyard. Learn more at drinkcanteen.com. Must be 21 years or older. And again, please always enjoy responsibly. Okay, we come back. We close out this bad boy on the tee with Anita Marks. Christina Thompson joins us. LPGA update. We'll get her winner for today.
On the tee with Anita Marks. Brought to you by Canteen Vodka Soda. Ready to drink. Ready to go on 98.7 ESPN.
Team Bubba Watson and Scottie Scheffler, they are 17 under. They are two shots back, tied for fourth. Again, Louis O at the top leaderboard at 19 under. Leishman, Team Leishman and Team Champ at 18 under. And then Watson and Scheffler at 17 with Hovland as well. Without further ado, Christina Thompson from Golf for Her joins us now. She oversees all things LPGA. She's got a number of the women on tour sporting her product, and so she is in the know better than anyone else. Christina, welcome in. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. It's raining. I guess that means that you're not playing today.
No, but I did just come off 2 days of playing down in South Jersey at a great course, Hidden Creek. So it was. I need a little day off. So this is fine.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you. I want to own a golf clothing company, and I want to play golf every day of the week. I don't think I got it. All right, let's bring us up to speed in regard to the LPGA. A girl from Canada, a Canadian, yeah, won this week. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we had another Saturday finish yesterday at Wilshire Country Club in L.A. Brooke Henderson, the comedian, she scrambled to come from behind to win the Hugel Air Prima L.A. Open yesterday, 16 under 268 for her 10th LPGA Tour title.
Wow.
Once again, her and her sister, Brittany, was on her bag, had a great tournament. She entered the day 4 shots behind Jessica Korda, which is Nelly Korda's older sister, which who I talk about the Kordas all the time because they're just crazy athletically good.
Right.
She came, but, you know, she had a back nine Saturday surge. She closed with her second straight 4-under 67 for a one-stroke victory over Jessica, who actually led the tournament for the first 3 days. It was Brooke Henderson's first win since 2019 and her largest career come-from-behind victory. So now with 10 wins, the Canadian Brooke Henderson has more titles than any Canadian PGA or LPGA player. And with 10, she's like 23 years old. So there's no doubt she could probably make it 20. So she's got Sandra Post has 8 wins. Mike Weir has 8 wins. So, I mean, Brooke is surging for Canada. But the ladies are heading now all out to Asia for 2 weeks for the HSBC Women's Championship in Singapore, and then they hop over to Thailand for the Honda LPGA Thailand Classic. So we've got 2 weeks of Asia golf. Some of the players are taking some time off, maybe to regroup and focus for the next few tournaments here stateside. But yeah, I'm liking the Saturday finishes for the LPGA. It's giving them a lot of good time.
I was just going to say, Christina, let me ask you, I mean, are we seeing these Saturday finishes so they don't compete with the men in the Sunday finishes? Is that why we're seeing the change? I think it's very smart.
Actually, I think it's it's unintentional, to be honest, but I think it's been getting a lot of really good coverage. So 2 reasons why they've been having Saturday finishes. First of all, the 2 tournaments that they finished were both sponsored by Japanese companies. So because of that and the time schedule in Japan, they've been switching the time frame for these finishes. So the sponsors in Japan and overseas could actually watch the tournament. But also the girls are also heading out to Singapore, so also allows them some additional time for international travel. So they were at Lotte in Hawaii and then LA here. So they're kind of like going back and forth over the Pacific, a little crazy flight schedules for everyone. So it's kind of worked out for TV overall for the LPGA. A lot of people are talking that they love it because it's not competing with Sunday afternoon TV time. As you know, LPGA is just not getting the same coverage, but Saturday is pretty cool. I kind of liked watching it last night. So I hope that there's something down the road that we'll see more of that.
You know, John was just on a second ago and we were talking about the new player impact program, the $40 million bonus pool for the players. Out of curiosity, you know, because we're talking about how, you know, trying to promote the women's game, trying to get more viewership. And, you know, I was talking with Ty and Michael, our producers, in that this is kind of like really what they're doing is they're paying a tour pro to be an influencer. Really, in essence,
yeah.
It's not just how well you're doing, you know, on tour, but it's also how engaging you are on social media. And that's really what an influencer is. Out of curiosity,
right.
Do you think this is something that the LPGA should adopt as well? And if so, who do you feel who's the female golfer out there that is the big influencer when it comes to LPGA golf?
Now, to be honest, the LPGA and the PGA Tour in this manner are completely different. First of all, LPGA does not have $40 million that they're going to be able to dole out to an influencer. So, but the PGA and the LPGA players themselves are just so significantly different. The LPGA players right now already are doing this. They're already influencers. These women are hustlers. They don't have the sponsorships that the PGA Tour guys have. Players are out there on social media doing great things. They're very engaged with their fans. I mean, they get involved at such grassroots levels with so many events already that I think when you watch the LPGA, these women are already out there. They realize that their brand, they have to work for their brand. The PGA Tour players, listen, most of them are going to, if they don't already have social media interns that are doing most of their social media work for them, they will. But I think the LPGA, there's already so many, let's say, quote unquote, influencers that are out there that I think with the tour, it's just very different. And I mean, there's players out there like Michelle Wee, obviously. I mean, she just makes money from sponsors without even having to play. But there's just an incredible depth of players out there who are doing incredible things. And I don't know. I just don't think we're going to see this on the
Okay. I hear you.
Goodness, my voice is dying. So,
really quick before I let you go, because we're up against it. Do you have a winner today in the TPC Louisiana? Again, John was on with me not too long ago. Both him and I like Leishman and Smith. They're one shot back to Louis, Team Louis O, and you could get them at plus 335. I know you, me, John, all three of us are really big fans of Tony Finau. And that's 4-1. He's one shot back as well, but we know what happens. He typically fades on Sunday. Who do you have winning this today?
I know you guys like Leishman and Smith, but I'm going with Louis Oosthuizen and Schwartzel. I think, you know, they've won this before in 2018, and it'd be cool to see Louis with his first U.S. win on U.S. soil, although it would be Tony's first win on U.S. soil as well. But I like the Oosthuizen Schwartzel combo. Good buddies from South Africa. I think they got this locked.
Apparently, I was reading these guys were childhood pals. Like, they've known each other since they were, like, in diapers.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who doesn't love playing with their bestie on there? So I think they,
I don't know.
You're there to win, super.
You and I have had a few rounds.
Yes, we have. We need to get out there again.
I will. Once the NFL draft is over, once April is done. Once April is done, come May. I'm life changes for me. So we'll definitely get out. Christina, thank you so much. I adore you. Enjoy your Sunday. Big kiss to Mark for me.
Yeah, we'll do it. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, you got it. Christina Thompson, golf for her. I always say you got to look good to play well, and you can. Check out her website. All right, this has been our show, On the Tee, with you every Sunday morning, here to help you win some money, heading into the final round of each and every tournament, and talking about some of the biggest news out there in the wide, wide world of sport. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show.